faith is pretty dynamic, and I can't attempt to describe it all. And, a few moments here this morning, but I know it's very vital and important to our Christian life. We've been studying a little bit in Sunday school about the miracles that Christ performed, and I thought about the scripture that came to my mind, I believe it was last week, that said that Jesus did not many mighty miracles there at his home place because of their unbelief. He did many things when he was here and walked this earth. He did many mighty works. But at his hometown, said he did not many mighty works because of their unbelief or their doubt. And I know it's possible for you and I this morning to limit God and what God wants to do in our lives, the prayers that he wants to answer, the help that he wants to give. I know that you and I can limit that, what God wants to do, by our unbelief and by our doubts. I want to recognize in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, a little bit this morning, in the first verse, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And dropping down to verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Now the Bible is full of, and this is what the Hebrews 11th chapter is, it's full of people that faced difficult, insurmountable circumstances, but they overcame through faith. By believing in the Lord and putting their trust and their confidence in God, they were able to overcome through the Lord's help, through the Lord's provision, by believing in the Lord and believing in His promises. And this verse 6 says here, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. If we fail to believe in God, we fail to believe in His love. We fail to believe in His goodness towards mankind. We fail to believe in His interest for our life, our spiritual well-being. We fail to please Him and honor Him. And I want to say, too, that we have an adversary that is doing everything he can to hinder faith. And you couple on top of that, that we live in an age of unbelief that's waging war against our souls, that's discounting the message of the Scriptures. You know, the general thought about the Bible is just that it's just a book like any other book. That's the general thought of the Bible in our society. But I believe it's more than that. I believe that the words are the words of life. I feel like Peter. When there were others, remember, that turned away, and Jesus looked at him and said, "Are you gonna go away also?" Yeah. And Peter said, "Where? Yeah. Where would I go? You have the words of eternal life." There are a lot of people departing today. There are a lot of people that are just living life, going through life. But God wants you and I to have a faith and an anchor that cuts across popular opinion, that cuts across all the currents and the tides of society, that stabilizes us, that holds our place
that keeps you and I faithful to God. Lord, help us this morning to believe in the Lord and to have faith in God and what He's able to do in our hearts. There's a song that we sing sometimes that says there is no secret what God can do. It says what He's done for others, He can do for you. We've been recently in our family, we've read God's Gracious Dealings, a book by Sister Patsy's grandfather, Brother Fred Pruitt, and, well, Virgil's here too. But over and over, you see faith. Faith in the Lord, a stepping out, the promises of God, and God hearing and answering prayer. Now I want to mention just a little bit about faith. He mentions verse 7 in Hebrews 11. He says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now with faith, there's an element that I haven't seen it yet. It hasn't been fulfilled yet. It hasn't been brought to view. And that's what happened with Noah. The Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to build an ark. And Noah lived in a time of unbelief also, didn't he? And I think about the faith that it took to build an ark when it had never rained. And nobody else believed. You remember, it was only his children and their wives that got onto the ark with him. Noah, his wife, and his three sons. The rest of society didn't believe. They laughed. They mocked. And he had to continue, and I believe it talked about, one scripture said something about while the ark was in the preparing, and I believe, and I don't have the scripture with me this morning, but I believe it was like 100 years that the ark was in the making, building. It's going to flood. It's going to flood. The Lord's going to flood, destroy the earth with the flood. But people didn't believe. They didn't believe. They didn't accept the message. You know, there's also a message that the end is coming for you and I. The end of time. We haven't seen it yet. The Lord hasn't called the world to a halt yet. But it's out there in front of us. And you and I want to have a faith, be strong in faith, that we continue to take steps towards the Lord, not away from God. We want to continue to build a Christian life. We want to continue to work at a Christian life. We want to continue to humble our hearts and do those things that we should be doing, of praying, reading His Word, seeking the Lord, drawing close to Him, because there will come a day, and I'm so convinced of the Scriptures. I believe it with all my heart that the Lord is going to call this world into time no longer. And we're going to give an account, stand before God. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe it's coming? Are you preparing for it? Are you still seeking the Lord? Are you still looking to God? Humbling yourself before the Lord? Do you believe it that much? Do you believe it to the point where it dictates a lot of your choices and decisions of life? So it says, Noah here, warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear. deep reverence. But he didn't see it. And I noticed that account with faith at different times with Abraham. Remember, Abraham was promised a son. Did it come all of a sudden? Did he get his son the next week, next month, next year? He waited a long time, didn't he? It mentions that he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. There's something about faith that enables the Lord to fulfill His promises to us. And when I talk about faith, the word faith is big. Although we just read F-A-I-T-A, it's five letters. Faith also involves yielding ourselves to God, giving up my rights, putting my life into His hands. You know, that's all part of faith. In fact, when we fail to do that, the other part of believing and trusting, it's hard to come by when you don't put yourself and consecrate and give your life over into the Lord's hands and allow Him to direct your course, and you kind of take your hands off and let Him work. If we don't do that, then belief and trust. Another place it says faith that works by love. If we have a deep love for God, there's going to be some faith. And the Lord is able, when we believe and we trust, we commit our lives to His hands, and we seek Him, He is able to fulfill and bring about, even though I may not see it right now. I've read through the Scriptures that He's able to meet all of our needs through trusting in Him, through giving our hearts and our lives to Him. He is able to meet those needs in our life, whatever the need might be. I thought about, I've been praying that the Lord would help me to be a better parent, better father, better husband. And I believe this morning that the Lord is able to help me. And that's our faith this morning. We need to have a recognition that He's able to fulfill. I may see some real lacks. I may see some real needs. I may see some areas that I need to improve in desperately. But if I can hold on to faith and believe, there can be a fulfillment of God. God is able to supply those needs. We sang one of those songs that talked about He'd send help, that talked about from right above. He'll send us help when we're in those places if we'll look to Him in faith. But sometimes the enemy, and I'm not saying just sometimes, many times, the enemy will come in and put barriers of doubt, unbelief, doubting the Lord, doubting what He's able to do, doubting His promises, doubting His Word. And many times He'll keep us from entering into the answered prayer. Just like He did the children of Israel. You remember when He had led them, He had done all those things for them. To the Egyptians, He delivered them out of their hand by signs and wonders. Has the Lord ever done any signs and wonders for you in your life? Have you seen some signs and wonders? Have you seen some remarkable things that have happened in your life that you couldn't explain it? You didn't really have the answer to, but God. I believe we all have. I believe we've all seen some things. I believe we all heard about some things that the Lord has done to help. And the Lord did that for them. Great signs, pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, opened the Red Sea. And then they came into the borders of the land of Canaan. a place where the Lord wanted them to inhabit. The whole purpose of them going was to possess the land that flowed with milk and honey. It was a good land. And they acknowledged that. They went about, remember the spies? They brought back the fruit. Yeah, that's just like he said it was. Flowing with milk and honey. But what happened? We're not able to go in and possess the land. You know, that's just like the devil today. The devil likes to come in and say, well, the Lord's not going to. The Lord helps other people, but you get seconds. He's not really interested in helping you. We fail when we fail to believe and trust. You know, it's like we begin to wander in the wilderness just like they did. We've got to step out on the promises of God. And I'm sure the giants looked big to them. And they said they did. Said they were giants. We're grasshoppers in their sight, in our sight. Walled cities looked impossible. You ever come up to anything that looks impossible to you in your life, in your course, in your journey? Is there any situations that just kind of look, well, that's just beyond the realm of possibility? I think we all face places. I want to encourage us this morning to keep our faith and our trust in God. And I'm not one to dictate to the Lord what to do. Lord, you got to do this. You got to work this way. Or you got to work that way. But I do believe we need to hold on to God to work some way. To hold out. Lord, I don't know what's best in this situation. I don't know the right words. I don't know exactly what's needed. But I'm trusting in you and I'm trusting in your Holy Spirit to give me what I need. And as we do that, we begin to trust. We begin to believe. You know, sometimes our inner feelings are going to say, it's going to just look, it's going to make us feel that it's impossible. We've got to go against those inner feelings, doubts, despair. I think about so many things that we need in our life, and God is a supplier of every one of those needs you and I have. Even when they failed to go in the land of Canaan, and I've been very blessed by this also, is that the Lord still took care of them in their failure. Because later on he rehearsed to them. He said, did you lack? What about your shoes on your feet? And the Lord still had his hand on their lives, even in their failure. He still had a desire for them. It took a lot longer than what he really wanted to. But he still had a desire to take them into the land that flowed with milk and honey. I believe the Lord wants to take us all into that land. He wants us to be enriched by his Spirit. And he was able to provide for them. He's able to provide the things necessary that you and I need. I don't know about you, but sometimes I need greater wisdom and greater understanding. But you know there's a promise for that in the Scriptures. In James, the book of James, he said, if any of you lack faith, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. What does that mean to us this morning? Gives liberally and abrades not. It sounds like to me that the Lord is wanting to help us. He's putting himself in a position to want to supply our needs. It's not something that he's dreading or begrudging. He wants to. You know, I have
that joy as a father with my children. When I'm able to, I know, it seems like I used to do, different times I've been privileged to go do some shopping, grocery shopping. It just felt good being able to get some groceries, take them home, and have food to eat. It's that way with other things too. It's a pleasure to want to give to your children. That's the way the Lord looks at it. It's a pleasure to Him. It says, to give it to all men liberally, and the bread is not. You know, the Lord can give us wisdom. You may, at the present, feel like, well, that's what I need. I don't see the fulfillment of that yet. But if you believe and trust and you pray and you hold on, Lord, I need some help here. I need some understanding. The Lord has a way of bringing about things, and it's a mystery. It's a marvel. I remember one time in this very need, I felt like I needed wisdom, and I was driving down the road, and something just clicked in my mind, and I was in this need. I felt like I was in a place I needed some understanding of what to do. Something just like out of the blue, just came to my mind. And you know, it fit. And there was a feeling of, this is it. This is what I need. This is the answer to prayer right here. I got a hold of that. And the Lord is able to do that for us if we'll believe in Him. We'll come to Him and trust Him. I don't know about you, but I know raising a family, there is much need of wisdom. There is much need of wisdom and understanding. There is much need of grace. Does anybody here need the grace of God? To be able to handle situations gracefully, I need the grace of God.
Yeah.
I don't have it within myself. The natural man is tempted in so many ways to take alternate routes. Do his own deliverance. But if we'll look to the Lord for grace, help, His favor, you know, He's able to pour it, and I don't know how He does it, through the Spirit. He's able to pour grace down into our hearts, in our lives. I know part of that time is when, and I've noticed times that I've gotten grace, is times when I've put situations into the Lord's hand. I recognized it was too big for me. I recognized that I couldn't do it myself. And I consecrated myself and gave it into the Lord's hands. Many times I felt a peace, a comfort, a joy that comes in. And then you're just able to go and you're able to meet the situation with calmness, with the grace of God. Is that real today? In 2011? The grace of God still works, doesn't it? It still comes in. And it's able to break down barriers and walls. And it's able to be a blessing if we're willing to. And that's part of faith also, isn't it? Humbling ourselves before the Lord. Recognizing our need before Him. I believe that's all part of faith. I think also about the love of God. And we need greater love also. We need a greater compassion for the lost. A greater compassion for those that we come in contact with. That we're able to look beyond the exterior, like Christ did, and have a recognition of the need of the soul. There are a lot of people that are hurting today and in trouble that need the love of God. not for someone to condemn them, kick them off to the side, and blame them. But I think about Jesus and the adulteress, the woman that was caught in adultery.
Yeah.
Brought to Jesus, said, "The law commands us to stone. What do you say?" Jesus said, "No man condemn thee." She said, "No man, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." We need a love that looks beyond. Sometimes people are, what do we call, offensive in their mannerisms. And what I mean by that, they kind of turn us off, you might say. We need a greater love that looks beyond those offenses. That looks beyond those surface issues and sees a greater need in the heart. And I believe the Lord can give us a greater love. I believe He can give me a greater compassion and a greater love. But it's important for us to believe that He can do it. It's important for us to hold on that He can do it. To trust in Him. Because there can be a fulfillment of His promises if we'll put our trust and our confidence in the Lord. I think about Jesus in one place. He says, "Will I find faith when I come?" That scripture has always been a challenge to me. My second coming, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith on the earth? Will I find people whose hearts are really looking up to me and trusting in me and believing in me? Still believing in my power. Still believing in my love. Still believing in my grace. You know, through the whole spectrum of the Christian life, you have to have an element of faith. You have to have faith to get saved when you start out. You've got to believe that God... I never heard an audible voice. The Lord spoke and said, "I forgive you of your sin." Never heard that. But I believe it in His Word. Because He said, "If any man comes to me, I will in no wise cast down." And I experienced, when I believed, I experienced the peace that came as a witness of, "I've forgiven you." To be sanctified, filled with the Spirit, you need faith. To believe that God is able to give the Spirit unto them that ask Him. Every tenement, everything needs to be coupled with faith for there to be a fulfillment. So Jesus didn't do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And I feel like that's the day and time that you and I are struggling in. And I want to encourage us to hold on to faith. It's important to believe in God's love. It's important to receive it into our hearts and lives. Because there is a fulfillment when we believe and we trust and we put our hearts and lives into it. There comes a fulfillment. God is faithful to His Word. He's faithful to His promises. He's faithful to come and help in time of need. I think about when things don't work out like I think they ought to. We come to places like that in life. They did back there in Jesus' time. They said, "This is a hard thing." So they turned around and they came up against some things that they didn't really understand. And a lot of times people sometimes digress or walk away because they come across things in life that they don't understand. You know, there's a scripture that says, if you follow on to know the Lord, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. There have been things that I didn't understand. There have been different things in life that sometimes have come up that I didn't understand. And I think all of us face those times. But that's not a time to give up faith.
No.
It says, another place says, cast not away your confidence, or your confidence in God, which hath a great recompense and reward. There are a lot of people that have. There are a lot of people that just, I don't understand this, they just cast in their towel and that was it. They walked away. If we do that, we will never understand. Surely. I'll never understand. But if we follow on to know the Lord and we continue and we just tell the Lord, Lord, there's nothing wrong with saying that. I don't get it. I understand this. But I'm going to follow you anyway. I know enough about you. I know enough of your word that you're true and that you're faithful, and I'm going to follow you. And you know, many times the understanding will come down the road. Many times, I'll tell you, I want to be frank, there's been times that I felt like, from my flesh, throwing in the towel. What's the use? Here's something impossible. I don't see any way around it. I don't see how I'm going to get over it. And my feelings, my natural makeup, said, throw in the towel. But I was so glad I didn't.
Oh yeah, me too.
So glad I held on to faith, even though I didn't understand it at the time. Because I found many times the Lord later down the road would open something up and show me and say, well, this is why I didn't work it out that way for you way back then when you was praying. This is why I did that. You see how faith and trust is so important for us?
Sure.
You know, we're kind of like these mice that live in these little, you've seen those mazes, they put a mice in one end and see how long it takes them to get to the other end. That's you and I. There's things, there's walls up that you and I don't see, but the Lord is looking down there and He knows every little turn. He knows how to bring us out safe to the other side. He knows exactly how to get us through the maze of life, you might say, if we'll put our trust and our confidence in Him.
Yes,
there's a scripture also that talks about we are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Folks, there's been testimony after testimony of God's faithfulness, of God's goodness, of God's mercy that has been extended to people. And that can be true in our lives too. Let's just add our testimony right up there with that great cloud of witnesses. I remember here I was in this place and I didn't have what I needed. But I cried unto the Lord and I looked to Him and I believed and I put my trust and faith in Him. And He worked it all out.
Yeah.
He enabled me. When I didn't have the wherewithal myself, the Lord still hears and answers prayers today. Let's keep our faith and trust. Let there be a fulfillment. Let's not stagger at the promises through unbelief. Sometimes then you say, yeah, you know, Brother Bob, he just, all those things, you know, they're just, yeah, they're good, but I'm not in there. I'm not in that land. That land that flows with milk and honey today is not a literal land of hills and mountains and trees and streams. It's a spiritual land. It's a relationship with God where you know that God is God. And you know that He's real. And you see the beauty of the Lord. You see His holiness through the Spirit and His righteousness. I don't see God in my fleshly eyes. But I've seen Him so many times in the Spirit. I've had Him right next to me in the Spirit.
And He's beautiful. The Lord is beautiful. He's lovely. He's more beautiful than what you and I, one day we'll be able to see His fullness. But His love today is great for His people. Let's maintain the faith and confidence in the Lord. Let's get ourselves, go in, don't wander in the wilderness, but let's inhabit that land that flows with milk and honey. That's the Spirit of God flowing and living through us. That's the Spirit of God working in our hearts and working in our lives. And I'll tell you, there is no richer life than that this morning. That pales. Some people have a desire. Oh, they could just win the lottery. I tell you what, the lottery is shabby before the presence of our God.
Amen.
The lottery, those million, you know, go by that sign, you read 200 some million on the billboard. Oh, that's nothing compared to a relationship with our Lord this morning. Isn't it wonderful? The Lord came down to this earth. He shed His blood. He rent that veil of the temple in twain. You know what that means? That means that you and I have access into the holiest of holies, the presence of God this morning. You and I have access to the Holy Spirit. We can enter in into His presence and His fullness. But we've got to enter in with faith. We've got to believe. Let's be faithful to the Lord. Let's hold fast our faith. Hold fast our confidence in the Lord this morning. Amen.